Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
All right, the title of my talk today is Kindness to Self, Another View. I was looking for a talk to repeat this week, and I came across one called Kindness to Self that I had given in May of 2022. I liked the subject, and I thought it might be a good one to repeat, but when I read it through, I couldn't relate to it very well. I realized my view of kindness towards myself has changed in the intervening years. I was about to put it back in the file, but then I said, well, how has your view changed? Wouldn't that be worth exploring? And this week on the Daily Online, we were talking about views, attitudes that we hold without questioning them, deeply held beliefs about how things are. To find that a view has changed is always good news to me, especially when the view in question has softened. So this morning, I'm going to read you parts of the original talk and then have a conversation with myself about what is different for me now. The beginning of the original talk was about resistance and how during that week I had become so mired in it that I was unable to access caring, empathy, compassion, friendliness, or even humor towards myself. I am using kindness as a stand-in for all those qualities. My observation in the talk was that for years I had confused the Buddhist way with stoicism, which is defined as not affected by or showing passion or feeling, firmly restraining response to pain or distress. Somehow, over the years, I had come to believe this stance was some kind of Buddhist ideal, and my life experiences must have confirmed that this was a good way for me to be. Perhaps I thought it saved me a lot of heartbreak. So here is the main argument from that first talk. Being kind to myself, somehow I seem to forget about that possibility, partly because I want it to arise naturally, to feel kindness towards myself without effort, especially when I most need it. Somehow, in my mind, it isn't kindness if I have to work at it. Towards others, though, from my loved ones and friends, it does arise pretty naturally. I have an abundance when they show signs of being in need of it. I can easily be kind to others when I see them hurting, in pain, or distress. Usually. But thinking more deeply about it, that's not always true. Sometimes I feel a certain detachment and even aloofness when others are hurting. The stoicism ideal coming up again. Maybe because there's nothing I can do to help, and maybe because there isn't room in their suffering for their own kindness, just as there doesn't seem to be room in mine when I'm stuck. Usually, though, when I look more deeply into my distancing myself from another's pain, I can see through the haze of it to feel how much they are suffering, and this opens my heart like the sun when it gets warm enough to burn off the fog. But my response to myself when I feel those difficult emotions and when I'm stuck like this is to tighten down, work harder, look more deeply into why I'm feeling this way, keep trying to understand, and not let up on myself, all in an effort to change it, I imagine. When people I care about talk this way about themselves, I am right in there asking the questions which might soothe or soften. I am able to offer balm and succor. I can come up with examples of ways in which kindness is already there in the person, in perhaps small and even unnoticed ways, and offer encouragement to build on that small foundation in times of stress and suffering. But towards myself, I don't have that impulse. It doesn't occur to me. I remember talking with Linda some time ago. She was trying to come up with a statement about or a definition of reflective meditation. This was well before they'd written their book. She was talking about kindness towards our meditative experience. I recall having a reaction to that word, feeling like kindness was something like extra. And I remember she was puzzled by my response. We noted it, but we didn't linger over it. We moved on to something else. Maybe I should have asked her to tell me more about it. Why had she included it? What did she mean? How did it work? Just recognizing my lack of kindness towards myself is probably a big step forward for me. I should be grateful. I am grateful. But I find I still want something else, something I can sink my teeth into. How easily I fall back into my habit of wanting to understand and then trying to work on it, by which, of course, I mean change it. So how does one practice kindness in the middle of stuckness, resistance, tightness, passivity? Where could such a response come from? If I knew, I wouldn't be asking this question. And I am asking it on your behalf as well as my own, about the foundation, the basis of kindness, because I don't believe I am the only one with this deficiency or absence of kindness towards myself. So that's where I ended the original talk in May of 2022. Reviewing that talk, I saw three views that I was holding at that time. First, that I believe that kindness must arise naturally in order to count. Second, that if suffering is too strong, there is no access to kindness. And third, my view of the Buddhist way was to hold myself aloof from both sorrow and joy. Pretty strong stuff, I admit. You can see why I wondered about giving this talk again. And here I am now in 2024. What's different? Well, here's a story. A few months ago, I was putting something back in the cupboard and I accidentally knocked my index finger hard against the shelf. It really hurt. "Oh, you poor thing," I heard myself saying as I held the throbbing finger in my other hand to soothe it. "I am really sorry that happened. Just stay here a minute." As I heard myself, I was surprised by this response. It was genuine and instant kindness towards my finger, towards myself. Normally, I would have expected to have discounted the pain or not let it in or even chided myself for my carelessness. I certainly wouldn't have called attention to it or tried to soothe it or offered myself any kind words. In the same moment, I realized, oh, this is kindness. This is what it feels like. I liked it. It felt good. That aching finger deserved some attention. Since then, I have noticed other little ways in which I offer kindness to myself. Taking regular naps to counteract my insomnia, stopping weeding in the garden after an hour, even though I haven't finished the task I set myself, cutting back on my swimming workout in response to my hurting shoulders. These actions are kind to my body. How do I practice kindness towards my inner life? Leaving open space in my days. Resting, being outdoors, talking to friends, meditating, taking regular time by myself, allowing myself to experience the suffering that arises without having to understand it, hold it apart from myself, or explain it away. And I am much clearer now that the Buddhist way is not stoicism. This is all, of course, a work in progress. Old habits are hard to change. Yet I feel my increased awareness is allowing me to be more honest with my feelings and not shut them down so quickly. By these actions, arising in response to my aging and what works in my life now, I see that I am taking a turn towards the more wholesome and beneficial. One view hasn't changed, though, and that's finding that kindness can and does arise naturally, giving it the courtesy of noticing it and being aware of it. The other harsher views, the shoulds and oughts, seem to be lessening and even falling apart in the face of my increased awareness of and my appreciation for how my life really is right now. The kindness of being right here, not expecting things to be as they were, or even having so many ideas about how they should be. So how do you experience kindness to yourself? What are your views about being kind to yourself? If you notice unkindness, do you also notice its absence? Do you notice being kind to yourself when it does happen? Can you conjure it up or invite it into your experience? What works for you? Thank you for your attention. May the goodness that arises from our practice and from this act of sharing be a benefit to all beings everywhere.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any donor would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.